Havinu, Havinu means to make crooked that which was straight. The Chayyadim says, Havinu shegaramnu, we cause la'avos, to make crooked, masha yosha, that which is straight. Kinyin amachti eschavei, like making somebody sin. Something which was straight, and erlich and honest, we made crooked. We're up to Havinu. To make crooked things which were straight. It means say klape yenem, to be machti yenem. If yenem was a straight person, and I influence yenem to become crooked, not to be an erlich person, it means say klape myself. Havinu, we made things crooked. We didn't live straight with the Rabbeinu Shlalem. Adam yashar noilad, a person's born a yashar, a straight, uncomplicated person. And Havinu, we made things crooked. We warped things. Some of the mishalim he gives is harasi arayis b'tois v'shalti rabin. Sometimes we give bad advice to people. We tell people eitzes that aren't straight. That's making crooked. Sometimes we tell people things they shouldn't be here. We speak about topics, we machshu achavet to hear topics that shouldn't be discussed. We discuss a princess mikazach in front of our friend. That's Havinu. That's making crooked. You took a yashar person who wasn't as exposed, and we pollute his mind. That's Havinu. If we've told things to our chaveim that our friends shouldn't have heard, and we've corrupted their minds, we've told them, informed them about topics and b'chulu other things. That's a gedur of hekshin of Havinu. He says also, it says zera levatala is also the gedur of Havinu to make crooked. A person listens to Gaish music, Havinu. He's taking a yashar person. He's a yashar. And you should clap, you should say Avinu, you should have mind Goyish music. Pritzos, looking at sick things, is making yourself crooked because it's ingraining in himself bad ideas. A dirty magazine is Avinu, he has to clap Avinu because he's ingraining himself. He's a yasher, he's a straight person. Besides Ashamnu, we spoke about the Kedusha Sadam. Very similar to Ashamnu, Shmama, looking at dirty magazines is the Shmama, is Saida, the nothingness. And it's also the perversion that it causes. It causes a person to become perverted. A person who was a yashar, who was an erlich person, reads a magazine, all of a sudden the mind's all over the place. It corrupts the mind. It perverts the mind. That's Havinu. We perverted. We were a yashar, and we're ruining that. And we asked the Rabbeinu Shabbai, said, we're not just crying over spilled milk. Charata, the way I teach charata again, everybody said to repeat, is regret, not that paralyzes, regret that causes fierce determination for the future. As you hear the taich, charata is regret that causes fierce determination for the future. There's two regrets. There's a regret that paralyzes. There's a regret that paralyzes the person. The person is depression and can't do and feels so down. We're talking about regret that motivates me for the future. You're not doing that to me again. A guy, my warped mind thinks in sports, a guy blows by you. You could be shucks and down about it. What could be, what's not happening again?
Jackson philosophy.
Oh, yeah?
Forget about it as soon as
you know what he says? Huh? Determination for the future. I'm not saying forget about it. That incident makes you fired up for the future. A regret on the past that fires you for the future. That's what I would like to define the charata. And Avinu is we regret any distortion that we caused to our neshamas. We were yasher. We were all rabbisai. That first grader, every single one of us was that innocent kid. You remember back to the innocent days, we were all an innocent kid who didn't know pritzos, who just was yasher, just was straight. And we, through some other people, did to us also. Avinu is what one did to the other. Some parents did it to their children. A parent has a TV in the home, had Avinu. And if he still has the TV, then he's clapping Toyo v'sheretz v'yaday. Should throw the TV out of the house. The TV's Havinu. He's causing crookedness. He had Yashar Kinderlach, Chmano Litzlan. He had straight children. Ernst the kid who was born just the will to be Ratz Hashem. Ernst the kid. Simply as he gets our also, but an innocent kid, a little, my little Yehudetzvi, an innocent kid. And the perversion that you caused the kid. The crookedness that you implant in the kid as a little kid. You flashed in six scenes all day. Of course, you mess with the mind. That's Havinu. For anything we've done to our kinderlach, there's Havinu for what our parents have done to us. And there's Havinu what we've done to ourselves. You open a magazine, you're a yasher. You're an erlich guy. That's Havinu to make crooked. To play shtiklach, When people are crooked and they play shtiklach, I'll call the phone company and I just tell them this. I take things without rishos. Hevinu! Crooked! You born Adam Yashin Alad. You became crooked. Hevinu sai crooked the maisim. All different types of crookedness and pritzos and zachim, which are also crooked. It's not erlich. It's not straight. It's not heading in the right path. The yashar path, the path straight. Straight towards Nitzchias, towards the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and going in that crooked path, and things that cause it, that's Avinu. V'yashadnu, which is also very similar to Avinu, it's causing others to do Averis, causing Rishus. There are many times we do things wrong for ourselves. That's bad enough, but we cause others to do things wrong. V'yashadnu. V'yashadnu, we cause others to do things wrong. Yeah, Havinu is more b'machshava. Hashanah is more b'maisa, but it's right, it's similar to Avinu, that we caused others to do things wrong. We caused others to do Averis. Yeah. The Mishalim we had last time, but I want to get to Zadnu, and we only have 2 more minutes. I'm going to run to Zadnu. Maybe we'll come back to Avinu and Hashanah more. The Averis we've done is a Chabura. The Abayis say there are times you have a whole Chabura of guys. I can't understand it. If the pshat is a guy makes mistakes, does averus, I do understand it. That's why I'm going to say shadnus. Just I can't understand it, but it's so wrong. It shouldn't be. There's enough bad enough by saying I'm only doing averus for ourselves. Havinu v'ashadnu, so we have to do with the chevra. Bachram sitting around talking about the bad topics. So for yourself, you're weak. You have to pull others down also. Shach v'gan yenim. Think about the other guy. You have to pull Yenna down also. He has to sit listening to your topics. He has to be pulled down from your weaknesses. It says in the Chazal, if you want to do an Avera, go where a place nobody knows you. You'll be Shcharim and do the Avera. You have to bring him along. What? You have to bring Yenna guy along with you. You learned the Perev Tzalel?
I'm learning right now.
You're learning at night. You finish my cut?
No, I'm
you have to bring Yenna with you. A guy goes, he says, it's chavra, let's go here and here. Hershanu, you make Yenna do Averis. Hevinu, you corrupt Yenna's a yasher. You have to corrupt Yenim. Elamai, you rationalize, that's the next one. The next one, Rabbi say, in my eyes, I don't know, I guess I shouldn't say the most of all them, but to me, when I'm clapping, this is going to be a longie, Zadnu. Aye, Zadnu. Rabbi say, Zadnu means as follows. I suppose I rushed to Avinu Hashanu, Hashamnu on that. But I have to get to Zadnu. Zadnu is the pshat that I rationalize with like this. Every Aveiru we do, there's two possibilities in life, Rabbi say. And it happens a lot of times in ages. You take a young bacher, you take a bacher our age, our tekuf is 18 to 30. Young bacher, young married man. And we still have hopes and goals and dreams to steig. Most, I could say all of us, we have hopes and dreams to steig, to grow. There's a certain point many times in a guy's life where a guy's a certain yish. It shouldn't be, but he gives up on growing. You know what he does when he gives up on growing? He can't say, I'm not where I should be. So you know what he does? He takes wherever he is and he says, this is the right way. That's Zadnu. Zadnu means that whatever we do, we say, we're right. You know what it's like? A guy shooting at a bullseye from 100 yards away, and he can't get on target. He's trying, he can't get it. Finally, he's fed up. He wants to show his friend he can do it. So you know what he does? He puts the thing in the tree, and he draws the bullseye around it. Oh, now I got it. That's Zadnu. Zadnu is anybody frummer is a fanatic. That's not me. That's not for me. Zadnu is those learners, those people, those bench warmers, those people of society who suck, blood suck from society. Anybody from it, then you make a sheet out of it. I cannot be living the truth. I cannot be doing the best thing. So you take whatever you're holding and you make a sheet out of it. What used to be a fault, what used to be something I aspire to more, is all of a sudden it's a sheet. It's not what I hold. Any from would be fanatical. It's not good for me. It's not healthy for me. These are all lines that Zadnu. It's not my type. It's not my thing anyway. I wasn't supposed to. I don't think I should. That's Zadnu. All the rational, we live with such shkarim, such ligand, such lies. All the rationalizations, we're building, just the tzir we need is we're putting the bullseye right around where we are. And this is right, we're on the mark. Instead of saying, I want to aspire, I want to grow, I want to try. I want to head there. Zadnu is the pshat that we put the bullseye around where we are. That's Zadnu. We make a sheet of it. Yes, I hold this way. Chalpazoy. What used to be an Aveira, yet is a shita. What used to be a shortcoming, now it's my ideal. That's Zadnu. What used to be Chach, you know, wasn't really right. I shouldn't have done it. Now I hold that way. I hold. That guy who goes around, Lashon Hara, Lashon, you know, I hold he's wrong. I hold, live and let live. I hold this the right way. Zadnu. Zadnu. If we have shortcomings, Rabbi say, let us at least be determined, Rabbi say, that any shortcoming we have to face up, it's a shortcoming. Not to build a sheet around our mistakes. How many motivations, how many false motivations we fool ourselves? Why we're doing something? What's bringing us to do things? That's all Zadnu. Making a sheet of it, ignoring the reality, the truth, that it's just a weakness. How many things, decisions do we make that are just based on our shortcomings, that are based on our fears? These are all part of Zadnu when he makes the sheet of it. It's really, you know you should be doing that, you're afraid. You're afraid, you're a chicken, you don't have courage. When we make a sheet out of it, then it's Zadnu. I'm afraid to give Mishalom, I can't tell you my whole life story. But Zadnu, you have to pashtei Zadnu. If you don't understand it for yourself, I'm doing my best trying to explain it. When you take sheetas and you make it into sheetas, you don't look yourself in the mirror, where am I? Where am I holding? Why am I doing things? Not doing that is Zadnu, is Zadain. Is the pshat I'm choosing I'm choosing not to face reality, not to look where am I, why am I doing? Making sheetas out of it. I'm pushing. So, this is as man Rabbi said, that we're determined to look in a real way, where am I holding? Why aren't I? Why am I? How do I work towards? Why do I do kach v'kach? I'm trying to figure myself out. I want to get the ship headed right. I don't want to just make it wherever I am. That's the easy way. Wherever I am, just make the bullseye around it. Wherever I'm holding, say that. This is what I hold. Exactly. I think about how I am. I think about my fears. All my fears, and I hold the sheet, and you shouldn't do kavika because I'm afraid to do it. Instead, let's get in tune what should be done. Siyasi Sharm says that his first step of Zahiris is don't think on yourself right and wrong. This is to avoid Zadnu. Think objectively, not on yourself, what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad. Objectively, not on yourself. Come out of yourself. Come out of your weaknesses. Think objectively, right, wrong. What's my picture, what a person should be? Let's think for a second. Am I at that picture? Don't just watch a movie of our lives. I promise you, there are times I think after 3 weeks, I just watched 3 weeks of my life. We watch videos, so we just sit there watching. You're like not a participant. You watch. You watch, you just watch it. Whatever you're not free to decide what happens in the movie. There are times in our life we're just watching. That's Zadnu. That's part of Zadnu. Just watching, we're watching our lives. There are 3 weeks go by, so I just watched. That's the way I was. Oh, I reacted that way. As if like there's nobody in control. As if there's no driver to this bus. I watch. Oh, it's interesting how I reacted. Oh, not interesting. You decide how you react. Zadnu is the pshat, making the sheet of how he lives. Just following along. This is the way I am. Watching his life. This is the way I am. This is me. It's and making it right. Saying this is that's Zadnu. We have to do the opposite. We determine the exact hepech of making what I do right. Is control. Is thinking what really is right. They're controlling my ship based on what really is right. If I see I'm a guy who's not there for shachris every day, I hold what's right as it should be every day. I hold what's right as to daven like a mensch. I hold what's right as to learn like a mensch. Am I living there? Face up! Stop dreaming. Stop chaloming. The guy's in Demyonis. He's daydreaming. Who he is, what am I, where am I going? What? Grab a hold of the ship. It's a Zadnu, just the way, this is the way it is. This is good. Probably good. It's numbing. You're taking Rabbi Say. We take Zadnu as the Pirish. Better, maybe better than the bullseye mushal. Zadnu is the Pirish. Making ourselves amazing, making it our life shita, making it that way, is the Pirish that a guy's choosing. They have things that sedate a person. The guy's choosing to sedate himself. Picture, if you want to see her of Zadnu, picture a guy shoots into himself, sedates himself, numbs. He's a drug addict! He's numbing himself. Rabbi Yisrael, stop numbing yourself. Face up. Stop numbing yourself. Just numb. He just goes dead to the world. That's drugs. Yadayna, we're all drug addicts. Yadayna. That's Zadnu. A drug addict's the pirush that something in life's bothering him. Instead of facing up to it, what's bothering me, what's causing it, so drugs is the pirush, I'll just become numb. The hanah of drugs, I'm numb. It's only hanah. I can't get satisfaction from life. So the hanah of drugs, I'll numb myself. The Gemara Nedarim, we're going to learn this coming Zman. Shteit Nedarim, Rabbi Yehuda's face was shiny, so Mechunusa said to Rabbi Yehuda, I see you drunk, Mayuvara, you're paskening drunk. You're a drunkard! You look so happy, it's impossible! What was she telling him? He said, I'm not drunk, Chachma Sadam Tarpanav, I learned Torah. His Masbir of Orluk, Noach Orluk, a Rizik of Pshat in the Gemara. The Pshat's like this. She understood how you're happy, life's terrible, the issues. How you happy? It's gotta be, you made yourself numb. You must be a drunkard. She couldn't vashtay anyway. Reality stinks. You must be drunk. He says, I can face up. I chachmas adam Torah. I learned Torah. Torah is the pirush. I learned up life. I live for the Rabbi Nishleilam. I pass Yad Nisayan. Life's gevaldik. Ki toiv. It's a gevaldik 11. Chachmas adam Torah upon him. The person who lives right, who each Nisayan faces up to it and says, how can I shtay from this Nisayan? How can I become a better person? The Rebbe Yisrael sent in a sign, I can become better. Chachmas Adam Tarpanim, as that person is achlichtig, is happy. I have a relative who's not from, who went to his Uncle Chippy. Another relative who's not from, but this Uncle Chippy's been through Yisurim and has a somewhat of a straight cook at the world. People in the family go to him for Eitzis, and a relative went to Uncle Chippy for an Eitzis and said that I'm depressed. The guy was a cool 20-year-old. Michigan University, with it, strong, good-looking fellow, everything in the world going for him, money, whatever he wants. He said, oh, Chippy, I'm depressed beyond belief. I don't have anything in life, a normal family, nothing. I have a normal family, everything. I feel I have nothing. He said, you have two choices. He said, your problem is you're in the middle. He said, to be happy, you have two choices. Either go to California and go wild, go crazy. Either go meshuggah, just get yourself high on drugs day and night, go nuts, because the world, it's too painful in the middle. Or shteig, we'll go to our samech and learn Torah. He told him, a frayid said that. We'll go learn Torah. Face up, live life, discover, where am I, what am I doing? Why am I doing? Face up to life. Work on yourself, your work. Well, neshama tires, we can shteig. Face up. We don't consider reality to run wild because we know that the ultimate, that's a short-term solution, there's a longer-term solution, the nitzri, a chai yoylam solution. The Nitzchi is the solutions. Face up. Where am I holding? Why am I doing? What's causing me to do? To try to face up to myself. Write down my behavior. If I'm not, stop being zadnu, stop being numb, stop being blind. Where am I? I wake up this and this time. I don't believe in that. So why am I doing it? Face up. I wake up at this time. Face up. Look at it. Read it 10 times a day. I don't hold the waking up at that time. I do kach kach. I don't hold the doing kach kach. Not my sheet. Let's get in line with what we hold, and all of us are with the Shamas. It's the name of Lasser Tzimchen. Let's get more in tune with what we hold. That's Zadnu. That Yetzar not to get in tune with what we hold. Just wherever I am to make it a Shita. Whatever I'm doing, I just make it. That's my Shita. Whatever I'll do, I'll just put the bullseye around it. That purposely numbing ourselves towards thinking, towards guiding the ship. That decision to just watch a movie of our lives. Just watching. Our life flow by. David Amel said, I'm like struggling to describe you what my nisyonos. But David Amel said it gevaldig. David Amel said, he described evil as kimites, like chaff, asher to defend a ruach, the wind blows around. No controls! The wind just blows it. The wind blows this way, the chaff flies this way, the wind blows this way, flies this way. Let's grab a hold, Rabbi say. It's not easy, the battles that are difficult. His amsos chazak ve'matz. Maisha tells Yeshua in this parasha. It takes its amsus. It takes an effort, what a kedai effort. It takes tremendous Herculean efforts. It takes strong efforts, chazak ve'amatz. It takes effort to control the ship, to guide in the way we want it, not just to watch a movie of our lives. It takes an effort. But it's a kedai effort. There's bliss in there. There's happiness there. There's kedusha there. And there's Kirvis Hashem there. There's Aliyah there. Let's not be a Zadnu people. Let's be determined, Abai Yisai. In the past, Zadnu, we watched, we just observed ourselves, we made shittas out of things we did. We just said, this is the way we are. We upteached it. This is the way we are. This is who I am. The Mishalim he gives, one of the Mishalim, is a zilzal and covet Shabbos. How many times weren't careful of Shabbos? How many times did we travel late Friday? We left late Friday, weren't careful. Zilzal of covet Shabbos. That's also Zadnu. We know we hold the Shabbos Kodesh. If he asked us, Beshita, we... It's frightening to me. Frightening Zach. I once had contact. Nobody here knows him. I once had contact years and years ago. My wife and I had a person living by us. Drug problems, other problems, years and years and years ago. A person with tremendous nisyonis in life. And he went to yeshivas. He was able to say shmuzim. The idea the guy talked. He talked from a raid. Shmuzim. He said shmuzim. Good shmuzim, he said. He had heard in the yeshivas all the years. And it frightened me, because that's us also. We know all the shmuzim, Rabbi said. We don't need to hear new shmuzim. We know the truth. We know Shabbos Kodesh. We're not living it. We're not in tune. We're not living it. To be careful that we're ready in time for Shabbos. That we're makbid on covered Shabbos in the proper oifen. That we're makbid on melacha Shabbos, not bite our nails on Shabbos. Shabbos, goizes. Some say to melacha the rice of goizes. Shabbos, you hold that way. Stop being numb. Stop being blind. Tracht. Get control of the ship. Just watch. So you're watching yourself. People have outer body experiences. So it's a whole life. Feel they have outer body experiences. People have these like dreams. They're out of their body. They're watching their body. Or people are very sick. I know Yitzhak Tzadik in Harakri, since the Nifter. He was once Cardinal Misa. He said that his body he left his body. He said he was looking down his body. He described what he felt in Shemayim. A friend of mine's grandfather. He said rather, he was a tzaddik. He said it felt unbelievable. He said he felt a hanah that he never felt in this world ever before. Can't indescribable. I know he described things that in Svarim abroad, different tunnels. He described that in Svarim, it's Bruat Mamish, the way he described. They're a normal person, like a very down to earth person. Grad. Yemashi was nifter a few months ago this year. The Kitzhadvarim is outer body. We have outer body experience all the time. No, we're not controlling our body. It's like one related. Like, hello, we control this robot called the body. We control it. We can make decisions. And we can lead it in the right direction. We should all talk about Zeichet to grab control of the ship. It shouldn't just be Hefker. We'll end, I promise, to do four. We'll end it by 12:15 sharp. Chamasnu, the last one we'll do is Chamasnu. Chamasnu means... The Pashbara means to rob people, but it means to take advantage of people less strong than us. The mashal I like to give in the yeshiva, it's the most relevant, is you have a guy who socially is cool. A guy who socially, that's a chamas is to take advantage of the weaker. It's chamas, and the one that's most relevant to us is if socially we have a position, use it to help Yenim. Use it to pull Yen into the social circles also. If Yenim's not as socially cool, and to fight him on, that's also chamas. That's chamasnu! You're taking advantage of people less strong. If a Rebbe, a Mala Rebbe, gives it to a Talmud in a strong-handed manner, it's Chamasnu also. A parent beats up a child in an unhealthy manner. Chamas! It's not a Chamsin. He's taking advantage. He's in charge. So he beats the child. It's a Chamsin. An evil Chamsin. He has to clap al-chay. It's Chamasnu. An evil person. He's a Chamas. He's taking advantage of somebody weaker in a weaker position. That's Chamas. Chamasnu, take advantage. Your parent, of course, he's stronger than your child. Be careful. Of course, he could hurt him. If he has power, you slap him. Yank him. Make sure you're doing l'shem shemayim. Make sure it's not chamas. Chamasnu. How many times we just use positions we have? You ever see a cop who's like, talking about a cop who's like awfully proud of their position, or will give it to? That's we all the time we do things like that. It's chamas. Chamas doesn't just mean to steal, it means to take advantage of people weaker than us. We have gazalnu for it. Chamas, the nekud of taking advantage, being strong-handed. Of certain positions we're giving, using the power, instead of being erlich about it, letting the power corrupt us. And use it to take advantage of the less fortunate. If a guy's socially cool, he's socially a lot of chaverim, use that position. I don't understand. I would say I don't understand. There's a way of saying I did it yesterday. I do understand, but we shouldn't do it for the future. Amol, we go on a trip. We take along four Bishmak and Chaveirim, all the cool guys. Think for a second. Wouldn't it be a better trip? You're going anywhere somewhere. add some kedusha. Take one guy you wouldn't be invited normally. Don't be a chamsin. Guy who just chaps for himself, who chaps for the inchevru, we're the mighty and the powerful. Chamsin, trach the bayanim. Make a, we're the mighty guys. There are people in Shidduchim, I'm not talking about Rabbi Isai, I'm all a rich guy needs a rich girl. Practically, he's spoiled. He needs a, if he doesn't have another spoiled person with him, he's, even if he's not spoiled, I'm all he's used to. There's such a thing, a person's used to better living conditions, he needs a girl who sets up. I'm not making fun of him. I'm all a guy. There's certain guys you see on him, he needs a girl who can set up in a fancy manner. I'm not talking about that. But I'm all, I once read a Shidduch to a guy from the upper families in Klai, so I didn't want the Shidduch. From the Stolzi families. My family were looking for him. He didn't mean the girls, she set up Stolzi. There's social class, a Chamsin! He's putting down that's a lower class. The Heilige Yidden! It's a Chamsin that's being upper handed, that's making a mightier step. Abdullahs, a lot of Abdullahs. But they're acting, they aim such a thing. The church in the Mid Ages, in the Dark Ages, it's called the Dark Ages, so the church around Europe. And the church did is they suppressed, they didn't let the people learn knowledge. Knowledge was power. If you can read and write, so they were the religious and the powerful people, it's historically documented that they didn't allow the people to read and write. They purposely kept the people ignorant because they wanted, if they learned, then what my power over you? Then, but if I'm a priest and I'm not, I can read and write and you can't, that gives power. That's a chamsin. When you make a social class, you make a lower social class, you're a chamsin. You're using techniques for being the strong-handed one. That's a chamsin. Yeah, Dain is a ben melech, is a yid. If somebody's a rebbe and he gives shiurim, then the way that people can't follow is also a chamsin. He's the stolze, he can fashtay. Toyer is for yadainer. Yadainer can learn. I saw somebody has an organization in Cleveland. I just saw yesterday, somebody showed me. Somebody has an organization in Cleveland, it's called Life. He has a kollel where they reach out and teach Baal Batim Toyer. It's called Life. Learning is for everyone. Sukkah Midrash. Life. Learning's for everyone. Kein chayenu. Haflo fella. Tayyus for everyone. Not to be a chamsin. It's for me. Chamsin is the guy who chaps for me. He makes his social class, his mighty friends, his class. The opposite of somebody who includes people, who uses his position, the opposite of chamsin. And we're determined going forward to use our position to help Yenim. For parents to raise up the child, to be meraimim the child. As a Rebbe, to be meraimim the Talmidim. As a friend, if I'm the cool guy, to give others that chance also to join in, to be inclusive. To be inclusive, to include others in. Fakaret, come along. Who can I invite to Tracht? I'm going. So you bring your friends. Long along with having your friends there. But Tracht, is there one guy we could bring along also who would give him chizuk? I feel insulted. Tomorrow guy's going to invite me somewhere. To feel who would Chavik I bring along also to make him feel good. If I bring him, I'll give him a standing. I'll give him. That's the opposite of a Chamsin. A Chamasnu. We're determined going forward to use positions we have to help others. To use any position of strength we have, if we have money to help those less fortunate, if we have social status to help those that don't have social status, if we have any position we have, we're a parent to help the child who's weaker than us, any position of strength, we regret in the past abusing positions of strength, any position of strength the Baruch Hashem blessed us with. Chamasnu, we regret in the past not using position of strength, Latayv. Now we're committed for the future, any position of strength using Latayv. I want to end by telling this ayam that I love this ayam, and the guys come every single day. It's a chizuk. It's an amazing chizuk. Friday, after Tzayim Gedaliah, and we learned yesterday, guys came last night, it's a rizge chizuk that the bracha come day after day. And I have to tell them that I feel this, that we should steige welt, that the fact that ayam is committed, we should steige welt. It's an achrayas on me, bracha come every day, achrayas. It creates an achrayas, you're creating a pressure on me. Maybe I'll see Benam L'Chaver should miss a little more. No, don't do that. But it's taka. Benam L'Chaver also. It's a reason that the Bachman come every day. To have Friday, to have most of the shiurs here now is a big chizuk. And taka, let's not be chamsin. Let's encourage those that haven't committed the same level. Let's get everybody on board. Let's, instead of having 12 out of 14 every day, let's get 14 out of 14. Let's encourage those not. Come, sure, come on. Let's encourage those. Let's not be chamsanim. Shtaki b'zeich nevanishlam. That all these averis that, if they're familiar to you, if it strikes a chord in your heart, let's be committed one at a time, everybody. So we hear all the benignes that overwhelms us. We're hearing a lot of truth. Hope if it's familiar to you. If it's not familiar to you, so go through the Yashamnas yourself. There's much wider than I'm making it. I'm like basing it around me. Around my various, I'm willing to share you, not the ones I'm not willing to share you. But each one himself should sit and base and look at the Hashemnus and try to be committed to the future. One little thing at a time, though. We're not switching everything. If from all the things we say, there's one small area we switch, but we have in mind that with that once we're going to work towards all these things, and we're headed on the right path.
Some of the remaining Hashemnus, the ones that they specifically would like to speak about now, and that's what we'll do. I apologize we didn't get to every Hashemnu, but maybe next year. But this year, Be'ez Hashem, I would like to go through some of the specific remaining ones that I think it's kedai now to go through. The next one we're up to is Tafal Mu Sheker. To be a Tafal means to be secondary to Sheker. It means the Pirush of Tafal Mu Sheker is we went along with Shkarim. We were Mischaber, we attached ourselves to Sheker. It's besides Averis that we've done. The Hashamnu spoke about Averis that we've done to ourselves, to others. Tafalnu Sheker, if doing Hashamnu, there were times that we weren't, that we allowed others to Averis, whether it's to be speak Lashon Hara, to allow others in our Chevra to do things, and we weren't the one who inspired people to stop. He brings, the Chayadim brings, from Abbas to Abnasner, Bekiva said that somebody who attaches himself to Avi Avera, even though he doesn't do Kimaseyim, he gets Einish Kiyotz Vizeh. And he quotes the Mishnah in Makkos. We learned last year the Mishnah in Makkos that says that Hanitfa lo Avi Avera gets Einish as the Avi Avera Atzman. Somebody who attaches himself to Avi Avera gets the Einish of the Avi Avera. It's true lehepach. If somebody's mistabik like say mitzvah gets the schar. Tafal Mushekers, we've been a chevashah for people who are doing things wrong. We've been quiet. Amol is a wrongdoing in front of our eyes and we're quiet about it. Now, people get nervous from this idea as if they're supposed to be like this nudge, this musar giving nudge. The pirish of what we're determined to do is to be that person that's inspiration on his friends. In any chevashaf we're involved in, the pirish is that our chevashaf is guiding people to rise, not fall. When we're around somebody, we're committed. It doesn't mean we don't make mistakes. It doesn't mean that we're not a human being. It doesn't mean either that we're a musri guy who's gonna all day long be telling people what they're doing wrong. It means that we're not going to be a tough old sheker. We're not just going to be... People shrug their shoulders. I can't understand it. You hear a bacher... Well, I do understand it too well, but it shouldn't be that way. You hear a bacher is doing bad zachen. Shver zachen. Where is chaverim? It's hard to understand. We are the chaverim. Just allowing him to sink. Nobody thought to try. What plan are you doing? You're just a tafal to sheker? That's tafal nu sheker. We clap for that. Tafal nu sheker. We were secondary. We were tafal to sheker, to falsehood. We were mischaber to falsehood, and we just allowed it to proceed. Just allowed it. That's it. You have no plan. You're so numb. Just, you shrug your shoulders. He's your chaver. Do something. Don't just be at worst, you're an oinus, you can't do anything, then stay away. You're an oinus, you can't do anything, stay away. But where's the machshava that I should be, I'm a chaver just watching. You watch your chaver, quite a chaver we are. You physically, we'd watch a chaver jump off a roof. He jumped off. Hello, run, jump at him, try to talk him off the ledge. Try to hold on to him. Tafal Meshach, because you're a tuffle, you're just mischaber to sheker and allow it to go on. We watch as it happens. That's we say al chayt for that. We're going to clap al chayt. We mischaber to bad zachen. We've been together with it, allowed it to go on, watched it go on. Kacha zeolech, that's the way it goes. Without a thought, and in the future we're committed to have a plan. To have a plan of action. Our chevashav, chach, the people around me, I'm going to try to be an inspiration. I'm going to try to push further, to try to push for Aliyah. I'll try to grow myself. I'll try to make it clear. It's not a live and let live. But I do not try to make it clear. This is by me, not acceptable. I'm not a guy who makes, I'm not holier than thou. Not to walk around being a holier than thou guy, but I'm not going to be a tuffle to sheker. I don't have to spend my life observing sheker. I'd have to spend my life being just a tuffle, being mischaber to sheker. I don't have to spend my life like that. To file a sheker, I'm mischaber in the past of any sheker that I just observed and felt that I just have to watch it, felt like I'm just okay, it's going on, live and let live. Who am I anyway? What can I do anyway? Nope. I have enough of my own issues. I have enough of my own issues. And that we're going to say al chayt for that. We're going to say yashamnu tafal nu sheker. We've watched sheker go on too, and we mischaber to sheker too much, and we're committed going forward, going weiter. We're committed to fakert, being an inspiration, and not allowing just anything to go in front of us. Fakert. We're going to be mischaber to good people. We're going to attach ourselves to good people. If we can affect the person and say, I want to be a friend, do me a favor. I want to be a friend, but you do kacha kacha. I can't be around you. You do kacha. Just do me a favor. I'm not going to give you musr. I'm not holding that. I also have my negatives. I have my negatives. Just, I'm asking you. My negatives, I try not to put in your face. Your negatives, don't put in my face. I'm not going to just be mischaber. I'm not attaching myself to sheker. I'm not watching sheker. I refuse. We'll be good friends. Please do me a favor. Cut it out. You do. I'm not going to be mischaber to sheker. That's the al-chet of tevalma sheker. Yo'atz nura. Give bad advice. There are many areas in this that you could speak about. The area I would like to speak about this year. Is not being quick, not being so fast to jump in and give eitzes, not being fast to dan people. Also, it's also part of bad eitzes. There was a bachur. This story is noyer and noyer eis, and I've subsequently learned over and over, time and time again, the truth of this story, of this idea. There's a bachur I know. Today's a younger man with children. Beis Hashem Yisparach. But he was a bachur who grew up with his mother. His father was out of the picture at the time. He was convinced at the time his father was a bad person. Subsequently, he's become close to his father. And he lived by his mother. By his mother, this particular person. And everybody, he turned around his life. He was a bachur, more modern yeshivas. He came from yeshiva, and he started learning Yom V'Layla. He finished Baba Basra 8 to 10 times, and 10 times. He knew Baba Basra backwards and forwards. A bachur, a masmida, Ben Aliyah, Rizki Ben Aliyah. And he was you know, Valkishan, regular Valkishan, but he was a sweater. He's a guy he grinded like an average Valkishan, but he was a sweater. He was a guy. He used to learn by me night seder in my house. He would take off his shirt sometimes. My wife thought it was hilarious. It was so kedushadik. He was a guy, physically he was sweating when he learned. He was like very like he was a worker. Son, he was like a big guy. He used to sweat when he learned. He was an orangutan. Loved learning. I once challenged him to understand the piece from Maisha, the Dibris Maisha. Maisha has pieces that are murderous. So I once challenged him to understand the piece of Dibris Maisha. I challenged him to go through a whole piece. Maisha has like makes maybe Rai Kestner could follow a piece. Anybody this side, I guess, I don't know. It's like to follow his chesbos. I challenged this guy. He stayed up all night from after Meir till Shachris, I think it was. Stayed up the higher night one night to try to get a piece to Rabbi Shem. I think he understood part of it. I don't think he got the whole thing. I don't remember if he got the whole thing, to be truthful. But he stayed up the Yanzanach to try to stay in the piece. Kitzadvarim, I'm pretty sure he stayed up the whole night. Kimadvar, he stayed up the whole night. Kitzadvarim. So, this particular bacha, every once in a while, his mother would call Rebbeim, ranting and raving about, really ranting, very stark, what a mechutzvi is. He's not nice to his mother, he doesn't treat her properly, in a very strong oifen. A very, very strong oifen. And one person, not a Rebbe, somebody, a teacher in the afternoon, innocently didn't realize his mother called up, she's explaining what he does wrong, and Birabim in public, an afternoon teacher who the mother had called as his teacher, and Birabim, the person said that he thinks he's a religious boy, he gives his mother such grief, and made fun of him in public. And the person thought they were being a good person, upstanding person. The English teacher, you think you're being so religious? And make Mamish embarrass him in public that he wasn't good to his mother. It was Nisbar subsequently, to me. He was very tzibrach, and he came to me. It had turned out his mother had severe problems. Severe. severe problems. She had issues with different substance abuse and different thing. And he was an oinus 100%. That's Yatz Nura. We're all very quick to give aids to people, to tell them we think they should do. Do you understand the person? What the person's going through? What the person... It's easy and cheap. Yeah, Dana gives aids. Are you up all night with his saras? Are you twisting and turning in bed? It's Yatz Nura. That's also bad advice. Even if you think you're being so smart, yet every Rebbe thinks they know Bachman. We all think. Everybody thinks, I understand. I feel you sit there. I feel, are you in sorrow of his pain? Do you understand that Ms. Nefesh, this person has? Do you understand? It's Yatz Nura, that's evil advice. For Chaveir, you say, I think, are you tracking about the parish he's going through? Be careful giving advice. Be very careful saying, you know, I think, do you understand the rizik tzar the person's going through? Be very, very nizer. And boy, do we have to bang al-chet for Yatz Nura. I say we, because I don't want to say I. It's like, lessens the pain to say we. Yatz Nura, you're attracting the Vayenis Tzar. I say over the word often, it's a gorgeous word. I don't remember if it's from Rekiveger or Talmud, you know, the Sefer has word on Chum